Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with staff members at the Sunrise Terrace Nursing and Rehabilitation Center about their recent recognition as a best nursing home in 2022. So I guess we start with, what does it mean for your facility to receive that honor?
We haven't even celebrated this yet with our staff and our residents, that we get stuck in the everyday just doing our job and taking care of the residents, that we haven't really thought about what it means. But it's such a big honor when you look into the number of nursing homes that were recognized for this. So the Sunrise Terrace was part of the long-term care portion, and there were only 1,103 facilities out of over 15,000 across the United States. So the 16% of facilities that met this is actually split between long-term care and short-term rehab. So
I think it kind of helps show our staff.
It really is a thankless job sometimes, that it's the people's drive that comes within. They know the difference and the positive impact that they can make each and every day that they work, that they're here with their residents. So our staff works really, really hard, and we're super proud of them. You know, they're the backbone to this honor.
What do they take into account when these nursing homes and facilities are rated?
For the long-term care portion, they designate high-performing facilities, which is where Sunrise Terrace landed. And there were 9 different quality measures that they looked at for long-term care. There's the staffing component. There's quality measure component. Some examples for those would be, is there consistency in your RN staffing, so having registered nurses? How is your antipsychotic use? You know, that's a really big deal that residents are getting the medications that they need. There is measures that look at the success in preventing hospitalizations and sending residents out to the emergency room, change in ownership, and then weekend staffing.
Sunrise Terrace was also ranked in the top 10 for skilled nursing facilities in Iowa. So to what do you credit that top 10 ranking?
You know, again, it just comes down to the staff and the passion that they have to provide high quality care. The measures that they use for this ranking are very similar. So when you compare the two, it makes sense that if you score high in one of the measures, you're going to score high in another. One of the biggest measures for the American Healthcare Association's top line report, where we rank 10th out of 428 nursing homes in Iowa, is that they really look at your annual health inspections. So Sunrise Terrace has had 4 annual health inspections that were deficiency free. And, you know, we're not perfect, but we know what provides good care. We have processes and systems in place that one day may not be perfect, but we don't shy away from going in and doing that continuous quality improvement that gets us back on track.
We have monthly quality assurance meetings, like with our department heads, and talk about topics that we can improve. And then we will have a monthly education with all of our staff to go over those areas and what we can do to improve those.
If there's someone listening to this right now who has a family member that they're looking to get them into a long-term care facility or a nursing home, how would you recommend they go about searching for a place?
I think a good starting point is going to Medicare.gov. It's called Care Compare, and you can look up facilities within a certain radius of where you live and just get some basic data. You know, how are they ranked? What are their quality measures like? Their annual health inspections, have they had deficiencies? Have they had fines? Have they had resident and family complaints? And once you kind of have an idea of where you'd like to go and visit with that data, go and make the visit. I think the visit is the most important piece. You can schedule a visit. You can pop in unannounced, but you really get the best feel when you come in, see the residents that live here. You can meet the staff that's working, if there's families visiting at the time. But it's really just seeing, is it clean? Are the residents well taken care of?
And with being small and local, getting real feedback from people is, you know, really important. And hearing those testimonies, there's a lot of communication with our small towns that people can reach out to.
And as we wrap up what's been a very successful year at Sunrise Terrace, is there anything in terms of projects or events that you're looking forward to in 2023?
I think we're finally able to look ahead coming out of the COVID pandemic and see the things that weren't a high priority before. Now we're looking at, we have a couple different remodels just to keep upkeep in the facility and keeping our facility nice for the residents and families. We continue to work in the American Healthcare Association's Quality Award Program. So we are currently a Silver Achievement in Quality Award recipient. And over the next 2 years, working to receive the Gold Excellence in Quality Award.
Well, I really want to thank all of you for taking the time to talk about some of your successes this year. Before we end our time together, last time I spoke with Rhonda, we talked about a new dog that would be joining the home. So I got to know, how has Poppy been doing in her first few weeks at the facility?
She is very popular. Residents and staff all and visitors all love her, seek her out. Of course, she is a puppy. We're still working on your typical puppy things. We're making progress.
She's getting better, yeah. I think they finally, you know, the residents are starting to realize that she really is part of their home. You know, like being here all the time and not just a visitor. Like, they're getting more in a routine with her being in the facility full time.
We're getting there. It's just going to be a process.
That was staff members at Sunrise Terrace Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Joining us on today is J.J. Nickton Company, in touch with Southeast Iowa Program, to talk about their recognition as a best nursing home this year. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.